Okay, good morning everyone. Beginning Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Avelos. There's two main parts to Avelos. There's the halachos and then there's the pastoral aspects. And you need both, right? You need both. You need the pastoral and the halachos. But now Simon's really addressing some of the halachos. And the I think it's better called Hilchos Aninus v'Avelus, because Aninus is really distinct from Avelus, and it's not all or Hilchos Kriya Aninus v'Avelus. In Shulchan Aruch they're distinguished, and Maisa it's good to see them as different. For example, Tefillin is aser to an onein before the kavura as an onein because he's patur mikol hamitzvos ha'amuros b'torah. But once the kavura is done, then the avelos kicks in and the person is mutar b'basar v'yayin. So once the the basar v'yayin and the avelos and the kol hamitzvos on the Torah come all together, right? Once the avelos begins after the kavura, you have mutar basar v'yayin, you chayven on the mitzvos on the Torah, and the shiva begins. So the first day of shiva, there's an iser tefillin. So there's an iser. There's a patur mikol hamitzvos on the Torah as an onein, and that begins right away. But then there's an iser tefillin. First day of Shiva. So there's important distinction between the Ninus and the Velos. The Tefillin is Asr for two different reasons. So I don't say Asr, it's a, but the first day of Velos, it's Asr. And another interesting part of the Velos is that since it can occur any day of the year, any time in a person's person's own life. lifetime. So then Judaism has to have a systemized way of how Avelos is going to be applied and how Avelos is going to interact with all the laws of daily living. So you have many times we'll be going back to Or HaChaim. Hilchos Tefillin is one. Another is Tisha B'Av. Another is the 3 weeks. There's a whole bunch of times that we go back to Or HaChaim. The Patur Mikol Mitzvos Amar B'Torah is in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Ayin Hey. I think in Packet 21, in Yanim Shoinim, we talk about the Filas of Pine and the Beis HaAvol. That takes us to Kuf Lamed Aleph in Or HaChaim. And in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Taf Kuf Mem Ches, there is quite a lot. Right? There's one or two simanim that deal with Avelos on Chol HaMoed. Avelos on Chol HaMoed. Taf Kuf Mem Zayin, Misha Meisloi Meis B'Chol HaMoed. Taf Kuf Mem Ches, Dini Avelos B'Chol HaMoed. So, what are some other examples where we return to Or HaChaim? It's right. It's very interesting how the halachas interact with Yom Tov. That the Yom Tov is the Vatal, the Shiva, and then the makes it the Vatal the Shloshim. If you have another regal. And it comes up, we have Hilchos Tainus in Packet 20 when we deal with Kriya, so that takes us to Hilchos Tisha B'Av at the very end, right? Kol HaKorim Ha'elu B'Yad, right? So the Hilchos Kriya takes us to the Hilchos Kriya at the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. In Packet 23, we deal with, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, in Hilchos Tainus, Taf Kuf Samech Ches, and again, Paragraph 23, we deal with going to Hilchos Megillah, Tafresh Sadi Vav, and yeah. So it kind of, it's very interesting how Avelis kind of interacts with all these different halachas. Where else? On Shabbos, right? Pekah Toilam on Shabbos. Packet 19, we're going to deal with Nichum Avelim. So that's a simon of Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Zion, and Or HaChaim. And then, of course, Hilchos Shabbos. What about bearing in Hilchos Shabbos? Shin Dalid, who could perform a, who could do the burial for you, right? Mechay Meis Be Yom Tov Rishon, Kaimalan Yisasek Boy Aminu. V'asa Loma Yisrael Abed, so again, another interaction. So, so there's a lot of very interesting things in Gishmak Halachas, and of course, the name of Hilchos Tumo, which is in Hilchos Avel itself in Yoredeya, but it's you know, a whole separate category of halachas. It's an interesting limud in how the halacha recognizes different emotional states. You know, when is the ikar avelus, when is not the ikar avelus, and I think there's a whole packet on Havdalah. But Mekitzer, it's a very interesting limud, and Mitzvah Shem, it will be enjoyable, and but there's two parts to it. There's the halachas, and there's the pastoral, right? There's the pastoral aspect of it, and you need both. You really need both, but Rav Simon is just going to be addressing some of the halachas, and Mirz Hashem will be enjoyable. So we'll just stop there for today, since everyone is busy, and Shkoy for joining, and Mirz Hashem, yeah, welcome. So we'll do a little bit on Wednesday, so we don't fall behind. That's all. I'll keep it short. Okay, Shkoy. All right. Have a great day. Bye.